This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, ravioli talk, plus the oldest mechanic and Ringo. Coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like... I think he's gonna light a fart.
He's gotta be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
Unbelievable.
He didn't have any hair left.
And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that? I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Guys, you gotta see this one.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Christy Lee and Josh Arnold, Ace Cosby.
Hello, Pat Godwin.
Hey, Chick McGee.
This has been Chick McGee. Hello, Tom.
Thank you very much for joining us here in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. We've been reviewing things about the forthcoming Super Bowl, including the halftime shows.
Be honest, you can't wait. Be honest.
It's all right. I did see one of the commercials yesterday that's a knockoff on the movie When Harry Met Sally.
Mm-hmm.
And it features...
Harry and Sally.
Yeah. It's funny. It's well done. It's a great play on one of the most famous jokes of that era.
Christy will have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
Why?
It's for mayonnaise.
It's for mayonnaise.
Ailment. Yeah, that's right.
Huh.
But are they eating mayonnaise sandwiches?
Well, you'll see.
I'm not above a mayonnaise
it's
sandwich.
Well done. I'm kind of surprised the director didn't mention to Mr. Crystal that his wig looked a little bit amateurish.
Well, it was supposed to be, 35 years ago, whatever.
No, I don't think that's the case. That was supposed to be now.
No, he's gray. He's got a gray wig.
Yeah, they weren't they weren't trying to make him look like the movie.
That's the look he has.
I understand. I mean, Billy's great. The wig is a little bit.
You know what he will say? What Billy Crystal would say? No one notices.
Okay. Have you seen the commercial?
Yes. Watching it now.
Okay.
I'm watching it now.
I am.
You know, we're on the air, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, good. Well, we'll get back to Chick McGee. What have you got over there?
In the world of golf, Scottie Scheffler looked every bit like the number one player in the world. He's back. He didn't make a hole-in-one during the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Scheffler opened with a 67, though, in his first tournament of the year since you remember how he was injured, right, Tom? He punctured his right hand over the Christmas holiday making ravioli.
Man.
Rory McIlroy and Shane.
He got the hole-in-one, didn't he, Rory?
Rory did, yeah. Oh, yeah, Rory's a very good golfer.
He sure
is.
Yes,
he is.
Are you?
I'm stuck on, did he stab himself?
He was making ravioli, and he took a glass, and he shoved it down to make And the glass broke and jammed into went into his hand. And as you might imagine, Scott Scheffler's right hand, pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Man. You can't swing a club with a hole in your right hand. Oh, Jesus could do that.
You can't swing a club with a hole in your right hand.
Even Jesus couldn't play golf after
I thought I bulldozed it.
I know.
Very, very helpful. Now, I believe it's... It's
post-crucifixion.
You made sure we all heard.
is it Josh Dye that the only canned pasta that I think is really up to speed is the Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Better than most restaurants.
You guys are wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, so I don't know if we can prevail upon him, but we happen to have the foremost authority on canned pastas and Italian meat dishes in cans in our studio. Ladies and gentlemen, Ace Cosby.
They do make a solid ravioli.
No.
Also,
beefaroni.
Canned spaghetti.
They're beefaroni.
Canned spaghetti has its place.
Yeah.
Where? Because
there's something, there's something about eating it right out of the can.
I've never been that guy, but I know. My brothers were.
Really appealing to me.
What about SpaghettiOs?
Did you pregame for that with the reefer, the dope, the marijuana?
You've never had
Jack Webb would like to know how you eat it.
The M, the 13, you, let me tell you something, hippie.
No, I have had... the Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Have you?
I very rarely eat that sort of thing, but it's very good.
What about SpaghettiOs? Did you ever?
No.
I don't care for them.
I make great spaghetti. I don't need spaghetti.
Don't you get up in the middle of the night just to get some peace and quiet, and you go to the pantry and grab a can of SpaghettiOs and open it quietly?
I'm not a midnight eater. I don't do that. Ever. I don't.
Now, what are your thoughts on that?
Now, when you're at a restaurant, you've famously said they never give you enough.
No. When you order ravioli at a restaurant, never enough.
Well, it's always like three or
you
four.
You want a 10 count.
At least.
Yeah. But, so I'm sorry, what does this have to do with sports? I've lost my place.
Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
He was making ravioli.
Glad to see he's at home, though, doing fun stuff. Sorry that happened.
Making ravioli is probably fairly intensive.
He just had a baby. He and his wife have been...
Sexing?
You know.
That's how babies are made.
The devil's business.
Oh, boy. He compelled insider.
So does he call her the 19th hole? Move on.
He treated her like ravioli, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Stuffed he never gave you enough ravioli. Stuffed her full of his meat.
Hole in one.
It's unbelievable, I think.
The chairman of the
NHL. Worst sports cast in history.
The chairman of the NHL's Nashville Predators. They call him the Preds. And his wife want to bring the WNBA to Nashville, and they've teamed up with a star-filled investor group, including NBA great Candace Parker, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning, and entertainers Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
I think Nashville would prefer an NFL team. Thank you very much. Thank you.
See, they have the Titans, but they're not very good. They have the first pick in the draft. The group led by Bill Haslam, who's a former Tennessee governor, submitted their bid to the WNBA yesterday for a franchise that would start playing in 2028, and they want to name it the Tennessee Summit. After great women's basketball coach.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That is a good idea.
That's a
damn great idea.
All right.
It's a darn great idea.
Stupid world.
Why the heck fire not, I say.
That's right. Jesus tried to play golf.
Again.
After,
again.
Really pointless.
Really wants to upset people.
He said, hey, hand me the ball, and went right through
his witless hand. And yet insulting.
A nonagenarian from Italy has been named the world's oldest car mechanic, male.
I fix your issue.
97-year-old Fabio Sabioni.
All right.
First earned the record in 2022.
I've owned a couple of Italian cars. I bet this guy's very busy.
But yeah, I assure you, your air filter. You see this? Look how filthy it
is. He has since renewed his title, hailing from Arezzo, which means really fast car in Italian.
Oh, no.
What an Aussie. What an Arezzo you have. That's a story. That's near Tuscany, Christy.
Nice area.
By the way, there's nothing available in Tuscany. Mr. Sabioni fixes broken down cars and inspects truck engines at his workshop. It's called the Auto Garage Fabio Sabioni. Fabio tells us that he stumbled. Tells us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Tom?
Talk to him.
Did you call him and talk to him?
I'll just get through the story.
He stumbled into his career. He came to Arezzo seeking a job back in 1946.
I work on horses.
19. You have to keep them running.
Yeah, I can.
Back when the Italian company was struggling and experiencing high rates of unemployment and it was a working whorehouse.
Yes.
Having barely recovered from the impacts of WW2.
That's what I learned how to do lube jobs.
How old is he?
Well, you know, I got to change the oil on a Panzer tank. I think we picked up the wrong side. You know, you work with a Hitler, the economy gets a kind of crappy. What do you think?
97. He also provides roadside assistance.
I could have fixed a Tesla. You know why? I knew Nikolai myself.
I see.
I know Mr. Tesla.
I'll only retire if I absolutely have to. I'm going to keep working as long as I can.
Good for this
Good
guy.
Good for him, yeah.
What a sad, sad man.
Oh.
I don't want to work, but I have to make ends meet.
I probably met this guy. I owned a Fiat Sport Spider. That's been some time.
What does Fiat stand for?
At the time, fix it again, Tony. No, I love my Fiat. And I loved Alfa. Have you ever driven an Alfa Romeo? Oh, nice.
I had a Triumph Spitfire.
That's English.
Yeah, that's not.
I don't care. It's still a crappy car.
I had a Renault Alliance. PU.
Oh, yeah.
I had a.
Wait, hang on a second.
Toyota Cesar Romero. You put the bumper over the mustache.
You were in a Triumph Spitfire.
Pad? Yeah, I paid $500 for it.
That would have had to be sexy, Pat Godwin.
It was not sexy. It had duct tape on the headlights. It was horrible.
When
did the chicks dig it?
No.
I always wanted an MG. Midget, the ones with the metal bumper. I found out the metal bumpers are sought after.
So oh.
I wanted the rubber bumpers. The big black rubber baby buggy bumpers are no good. Didn't you want an image?
No, I had a
certain car that you always wanted?
I got it. It was a Fiat. I paid
the Fiat?
$2,000 for a Fiat Sport Spider. Great,
so you,
really
you,
fun car.
You got your dream car, and how old were you?
Well, I paid for it myself.
Mr. Silver Spoon?
No.
You paid for it yourself, and your dad went, here's $2,000,
no,
buddy.
My father never gave me never bought me a car, never
Tom
gave me
Tom had my dream car never when he came here. A Datsun 280Z.
That was a great 240? Car. No, I had a 280. My brother had the first
280Z.
Year 240Z when they went before Nissan changed it to here.
I wanted
here
a Datsun.
I always wanted that Opel that looked like a Corvette.
Opel GT.
Yeah, I always thought that was a cool car.
People collect those. Yeah, the
they had the
Datsun.
Didn't they have the headlights that they're folded into the. I don't know.
It looked kind of like a little Corvette.
Yeah.
The Datsun 280Z, great car.
Great car.
And I wish I kept
rust
mine.
Issue, but they're great.
Why did they keep increasing the number? They should have never done that. It should have always been the 280Z.
I agree, Chick.
This is a good podcast.
300, 310, 3.
What episode of the podcast is
I've
this?
Enjoyed your podcast.
Just because you don't like cars.
I think the young Pat Godwin, full head of hair, svelte, driving an MG Midget or Triumph. What was it, a Triumph
Spitfire, yeah.
I'm glad you're talking about our podcast. We'll be right back after this from Lily Dulfer.
A candy Dulfer.
Candy Dulfer. This is called Lily Was Here. She's a female saxophone player.
She's the modern day Al Hurt.
That's this is a song that Josh wanted
great.
To hear.
This is good.
Remember this one?
What's this from?
Dave Stewart helped her out from Eurythmics.
I think like 1989.
Sounds live.
Nice.
This does sound like a weird. Interesting.
Quarter in a warehouse.
Is this just an instrumental?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Write this down.
I don't know if this was the hit or not. I don't know. I don't think it was.
Oh, the art fill-in producer found some crap version. Who knows?
Okay.
Chris.
Could we move on?
The guy simply shouldn't be.
Okay.
Uh-oh, he's coming in. He's already coming in here, and he's a big man.
Okay, let's move forward here.
Is that beat your head in.
Is that sports?
And that's sports.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's
no, be ready for the Super Bowl 59. Chiefs win by 7.
Have you made your Senior Bowl pick?
Senior Bowl pick. Thanks, Ace.
Is there a Senior Bowl?
Well, yeah, tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
There is?
All the teams and all the general managers are in Mobile, Alabama.
Do they get paid, the players?
Well, it used to be a big damn deal because they would get paid, but now they're all getting paid while they're in college. Right. So
is it a
really
flag football game? Or is it
no,
real?
It's a real okay. football game.
Is it worth, I mean, if you're one of those guys, is it worth taking the risk of getting injured?
No.
If you've got a potential NFL career ahead of you, is
that's
it
been
worth
a big deal the past few years.
Well, Stetson, it wouldn't make, if I were, I would never do that.
What's that kid's name from Georgia, the quarterback? Stetson something Hat Beck? What's his name? I forget. Anyway, he transferred to Miami, and he's going to make like $3 million a year.
Wow.
And he forewent. What is it?
Foregoed.
He didn't.
He five-goed.
He said no thanks to the NFL draft. He's going to wait and make more money in the NFL.
In college?
With the NIL, you mean? Yeah, that makes sense.
He's going to make more money in college than the NFL. What did I say? Okay.
All right. Well, we now turn to Christy Lee. You can see her over there.
Ringo Starr is in the news.
Again?
Yes.
Ringo has a new country album out there.
Oh, you know how we know it's a country album? He's wearing a cowboy hat on the cover.
Oh! How can you not like Ringo?
I find it incredibly easy.
Oh.
He says he's never eaten pizza. There's another reason for you not to like him.
What is it, a commie? What the hell?
On Tuesday, the Beatles drummer, who's 84, appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live and dropped the shocking revelation that he's never had a slice of pizza.
Wow.
Asked if it was true, he said he'd never eaten pizza. Starr replied, "I've never had a pizza." Members of the audience gasped.
Gasped.
Kimmel joked in response, quote, "I used to think you had the greatest life. Now I realize mine is better."
I'm glad to hear Jimmy's joking again.
Well, as best he can.
Here we go.
You didn't see the monologue.
Jesus.
I think Ringo looks cool. Uh-oh. And I tell you this, he doesn't look 84
at all. No,
he doesn't. Looks younger than I do.
He looks great.
He looks every bit 84.
What?
Ringo is just nothing but positivity. Peace and love.
I don't know about this. I swear to you, I was backstage with the Ringo All-Star review one evening, and I'm sure they had pizza backstage.
He says his hand-to-hand stain goes hand in hand with his longtime vegetarianism.
All right.
But is made all the more surprising, given that he once did sponsorship for Pizza Hut.
A great commercial. Do you remember this one?
1995 ad campaign.
Nope.
Starr promoted Pizza Hut's newly introduced stuffed crust, which we were talking about earlier, as part of a 30-second commercial, which saw him teasing a reunion.
I'd like some cheese. All on the crust.
With some cheese.
It's a cheesy, cheesy party.
The ad's punchy.
With cheese.
Let her get it out. There's actually some interesting things about this.
I bet it's not.
All right. Tom doesn't want us here.
The ad's
but just let any of the setup get out.
Okay, here.
The setup for a joke you have that we didn't even know you had.
No, I don't have a joke about it. The commercial.
Here's the big payoff. Go ahead, Christy.
The ad's punchline sees Starr joined by members of the Monkees instead of the Beatles. Wrong lads, he quips, with all four musicians appearing to bite a piece of pizza crust first. No Mike Nesmith in that commercial.
I stand corrected. Totally worth it.
I think it's really funny. You think it's going to be the Beatles and it's the Monkees.
Was it all four of them?
No, Mike Nesmith was not there.
Of course.
Mike didn't need the money then.
Mickey, Peter, and Davey, they're on hard times.
Mike's mom invented liquid paper.
I didn't say that. Oh, boy.
People love it when I make fun of your facts.
Facts.
It's the only reason I'm doing it.
Yeah, I do heard that.
You know I love you like that.
You know, do you remember the commercial for Diana Ross when she did the pizza commercial?
No.
She had 19 pizza dresses.
I know what.
Wait, what is it?
I know it's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
Supreme Pizza something.
You know where Eric Clapton gets his pizza? You got to figure this one.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Derek and the
Domino's.
All right, very good.
Oh, God.
Ringo, I'd say try some pizza. Have a piece and love.
Oh, nice. Very good. I like that.
Boy, that stunk on ice, and he loves it.
And sadly, Mackenzie Phillips only ate Papa John.
We'll have to come back to that.
You missed my incest joke.
I heard it.
Totally.
Only Papa's,
you.
I know.
You know, you don't get too many good incest jokes.
You want to hear about Jesus?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.